employees and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Happy New Year. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
All right. Happy New Year, everybody, to all our listeners. And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com, where you can listen to all of our past shows. Sorry, I'm going to try to do this with a cold today. You can sign up for our free seminars, see who the show's sponsors are, and visit their websites. Link to our Facebook page. You can link to our HOA and condo blog at hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, New Year's resolutions for all community association members. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we send out about the show week in and week out. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com. Now, our listeners must be wondering where in the world we've been. And, yeah, it turns out that last week we were supposed to have the week off. But the week before that, we were here. We were in the studio and all set to go. And suddenly, just before we went on, FPNL had a power outage, which actually shut the station down, so we were unable to do the show. So our deepest apologies to everybody
gotta
who had turned
juice
in. Exactly.
The,
we didn't
the
have
transmitter.
It.
Gotta
exactly.
Have it. Well, last show we did do live was great, though. We had Rafael Aquino from Affinity Management Services, Mr. Sexy, and Mark Rodriguez from Associa, and Michelle Valentino as our guests. We spoke all about the things that make being a manager so difficult, and we also spoke about how the Florida Bar is attempting to make most of what a CAM does be classified as unauthorized practice of law. The phone lines are literally ringing off the hook.
Yeah, I got lots of compliments about that show, Karen. Everybody really enjoyed hearing from our guests on those topics, and we ran out of time before we were even able to finish those topics, and I had planned for it, and we left many people on hold at the end. And, you know, what does it prove, though? We said that managers are oftentimes the driving engine for lots of our associations, and that certainly seems to be the case. And one important topic we didn't get to was, you know, there's a school of thought out there that says if everything that community association managers now do is going to be called the unauthorized practice of law, this is definitely going to drive up the cost of living in a community association, isn't it, Scott?
Well, you know, I guess if an association has to call a lawyer to determine, you know, every little thing that may or may not be a legal opinion, like, you know, what a quorum is or something like that, even if they employ a CAM, there's really no question about it. Things are going to start becoming a little bit more expensive for associations because we're not dropping our prices.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
No, there's no two ways about it. This could be definitely have a negative financial impact on community associations.
Well, it seems to me that if they're not going to be allowed to answer even the simplest of questions from their boards of directors, and boards have to start paying attorneys for answering every little question, at least some associations are going to start thinking about whether or not a CAM is even necessary.
Yeah.
Let's call the lawyer.
Exactly, and that's exactly what CAMs perhaps need to worry about, Karen. Are they going to be actually legislated out of a meaningful job, or is the Florida Supreme Court going to be coming out with an opinion that makes their job perhaps nothing more than a bookkeeper? And it's scary stuff to think about if you're a CAM or a community association management company.
You know, I know a lot of people out there think that maybe it's a little too easy to become a CAM, and because of that, their roles should probably be limited. I don't know if that's the case, but, you know, for example, you know, there's no college degree requirement to be a CAM, and there's really nothing more than a two-day course and a one-day state exam. But, you know, my opinion's always been you don't have to hire somebody just because they have a CAM license. You hire them because they have experience.
But if they know the answer to the question, you know, what's the harm?
Hey, why go to, you know, they make them take this course, they make them go to school, they make them pass an exam. they should be able to answer, you know, some simple questions. But Scott, you make a good point. I know Rafael Aquino was saying it should be a little harder to become a CAM. You know, after all, some associations, they have budgets in excess of seven figures, you know, right. But as we said on the show, some legislators think that it's clear that lawyers are just trying to corner the market on having the ability to assist community associations. And while it may be somewhat easy at first to become a CAM, there's definitely other designations that you can get after being licensed by taking more classes. You can always better yourself. You know, for example, Brian Fogelson in our office, he has all kinds of designations and letters after his name because this guy went and put in the time and actually took these courses.
Can you sue your CAM if they give you the wrong answer and cost you money?
They are typically insured, but they wind up being insured under the association's policy, usually as an additional insured, right.
Oh, wow. Well, Eric blogged all about all of these topics a few weeks ago, so let's find out what our blog readers had to say.
All right, start us off, Karen.
Okay. Sleepless said, in the state of Florida, all CAM records can be checked at the Florida DBPR website with the licensee name. This is a great tool to protect owners from ignorant and or bad intention CAM licensees that continuously manage to overstep their boundaries.
Yeah, there is a website out there. It's a great tool. You know, if you want to check the license status of anyone who has a license from the DBPR, here's the address that everybody needs to go to, www.myfloridalicense.com, and you can punch in that person's name. And by the way, and a lot of people don't know this, not only does your specific community association manager need a license, but so does that specific management company. And that actually came up on the show a few weeks ago. One of our callers wanted all complaints filed against a CAM to be listed, no matter whether or not there was probable cause for any of those complaints. And I actually thought the Florida Bar has it right, and it only lists cases where a professional violation has already, you know, been determined to exist. Because, you know, in all kinds of professions, there are complaints filed against people all day long. Doesn't mean that they, you know, merit being posted on a website, because a lot of them simply don't make sense at all.
I can agree with that.
Right.
We have an email here from William Foley. And he says, our property manager uses their real estate license to buy units in the property they manage, then appears in court representing an association where they own a unit themselves. If the state does nothing when reporting them, what then?
Yeah, I guess he's trying to say, you know, does his property manager have a conflict of interest?
And there's sounds like it.
Well, there's nothing necessarily illegal about a community association manager buying a foreclosed unit at a foreclosure sale for him or herself. You know, as long as they're not bidding against the association or taking away that opportunity to buy that property from the board or specifically withholding information from the association, then that's something that the community association attorney, you know, at least that association needs to chime in at that condo. But again, it's not necessarily something illegal or wrong that manager is doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a way to do things kind of under the table, and then there's a way to do it, you know, everything
above
on the up and up.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with a lot of transparency, and, you know, if everybody knows what's going on and there's no objections, you know, it's not something that's too uncommon.
Yeah, for that matter, Scott, it's nothing illegal about a member of a board buying a property in that condo at a foreclosure sale.
But if they're using their position as a board member, you know, like with, you know, to the detriment, you know, of
sure,
the association, that's a completely different story. But, you know, just the fact that these transactions take place, there's nothing, you know, per se illegal about them.
Sure.
But, you know, a more common question we're asked is whether or not a realtor in a condo can actually serve on the board or buy a unit at a foreclosure auction. And, you know, quite frankly, the same answer applies there. If the association does not want to bid on that unit, then there's nothing preventing the real estate agent from, you know, taking that unit. As a matter of fact, the association, you know, should probably want a new buyer or a third buyer, regardless of who it is, to take the unit, because then the association, instead of, you know, being limited to collecting against the bank, can get probably all of its past due assessments from the new buyer.
Instead of the 1 year or 1%. Good point. All right, Norm writes in. Norm says, our documents state we should follow 718 in conjunction with our governing documents. We have fining authority. We can lien against an owner for non-payment of monthly assessments. We can impose late fees. Yet we have people who are always late, behind with more than 3 months' payments, and they never get a late charge, they never get a letter, only sometimes a phone call. The governing documents are not followed by our manager, who in turn states he was hired for bookkeeping only. He is CAM licensed. Now, this is kind of an interesting case, because even though the statutes and the governing documents allow for late fees and interest, though, This is one of those situations where I believe if the CAM is applying this criteria across the board evenly, the CAM's not going to get in trouble for not hitting delinquent owners with increased late fees and interest. Now, if that's the board's policy, there's no way that the DBPR or any other agency is going to penalize that CAM. If the board wants the CAM to get tougher with collections, you know, they can simply say so, but you're not going to hit a guy for being nice to people. That's certainly not going to happen. But let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. When we get back, we're going to talk about an interesting case that the Florida Supreme Court just ruled on that talks about our Florida legislature. Be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium Condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if we have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, and have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right. How about we tell everybody about the great day of education that is now about 3 weeks away. Here we are. Election season is now in full swing. And this year, everybody, for both condos and HOAs, you have to get certified as a board member within 90 days of getting elected to that board, or you are off the board. And one way to get certified is by attending our Condo Craze Board Certification course. All the courses are not only educational and fun, but they are free.
Free.
Yeah, and believe it or not, we've taught the course now to about 7,000 Floridians.
Oh, my God.
Around the state. It's really something I totally enjoy doing. And based upon the popularity of the course, we added a lot more times, a lot more places. And if you want to see just how much fun the course can be, take a look at our video on the Condo Craze and HOA's homepage. You'll see some great shots of all our guests and our fantastic sponsors who we truly appreciate.
Of course. And let's tell everyone where they can attend the course.
All right, I can tell you it's starting to fill up fast. Our next event at the Hard Rock is at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. It's set for 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, January 25th, and it's shaping up really to be an awesome event, because not only are we going to be certifying everybody and teaching our board cert class, but we're also going to have all the show sponsors at this event, and many of them are going to be teaching courses as well, such as roofing classes, classes on elections, electricity, preventing fraud, water damage, concrete restoration, and more. So when you go to our registration page to sign up, make sure you don't just sign up for our board cert course, but also sign up for some of the other courses as well. Why not? They're all free.
Can't
and by
hurt.
The way, our course provides 4 continuing education credits for managers, and every one of the other courses also provides continuing education credits as well.
Yeah, and if you're a community association manager, CAM, it's a great day for you, too, because all the courses provide, again, for continuing education credits.
Yeah, so, you know, we also have offices in Naples. So on Saturday, February 22nd, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be back on Florida's West Coast at the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point Resort and Spa in Bonita Springs as well, teaching the course on the West Coast.
Yeah, and, you know, Eric just said, you know, election season, it's already in full swing. So it's really now is the time to take the course. And because the law allows you to get certified up to 1 year before being elected to a board, you know, it's good for that amount of time. And we cover a lot of areas like the certification of board members, budgets for your association, year-end financial reporting, access to records. records for unit owners, foreclosures, the suspension of voting rights, arbitration actions, the mediation procedures, you know, just the overall importance of knowing your governing documents, and, you know, even whether or not board member kickbacks are illegal or not. By the way, they're illegal. And, you know, what your liability is for all that stuff. So, you know, listen to these dates and, you know, mark it down on your calendar, because there's really no excuse for missing out.
Absolutely. And to register for any of the events, just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com and fill out the form. And again, for the January 25th class, we really expect the seats to fill up fast. So again, go to www.CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com, fill out the form, sign up for the other classes as well, and Brian will let you know that you are, in fact, confirmed. Scott, you talked about kickbacks. I just saw in the paper, I think it was yesterday, the day before, the longest-running kickback case in the history of condos, I believe, just finally terminated in a courtroom in Broward. I think it was on Friday or Thursday. A condominium in Hollandale where a lot of board members and the manager was arrested many, many moons ago, years ago, probably 6 years ago or so. The last remaining defendant took a plea just before trial.
Tell them why they're the last remaining defendant.
Yeah, many of them died. Some were diagnosed, I think, with Alzheimer's disease, or at least one or two of them might have died. So finally, the longest-running fraud condo kickback case in the history of the county, or maybe even the state, finally came to a conclusion. I think that the final defendant is now awaiting sentencing.
What's his deal? What deal did he take?
I don't know, but it looks like perhaps only one defendant of out of all the defendants are going to wind up serving any prison time whatsoever. But
wow.
I know, yeah, it's something that went on forever. Some of the board members that were arrested actually gave back their, had to sell their units and give the proceeds back to the condo. So that's the way it went down on that one.
Wow.
Karen, how about we get back to what our readers thought about community association managers?
Yeah, we want to talk about Jessica. And she said, I love the new law. For 4 years, we had a board who handed almost all control of the association over to a CAM, membership apathy. Plus, a board who does not want to do any of their duties equals a CAM that routinely violates our covenants and the Florida statutes. I asked the CAM about the violations of the Florida statutes, and I was told, quote, I should thank them for what they do, and my community is lucky to have them, end quote. I don't think that I would have received the same response if this law was in place then.
So obviously we have somebody at the community who thinks they're irreplaceable. And I guess like any other job, when someone acts as if they're irreplaceable, it's probably time that they get replaced. Yeah, so, all right, let's get away from condos and HOAs for a moment.
Why are you looking at me while you said that?
Not intentionally. All right, let's get away from condos and HOAs for a moment. Because when something comes up that's really big news in the law, we should tell our listeners about it, regardless of whether or not it's condo-related. Well, every 10 years, the Florida legislature has to redraw the voting districts. Tell them how it works, Scott.
Well, all right. The law is pretty clear here, and it's all based on a constitutional amendment here in Florida that was passed a few years ago, I think, about a couple years ago now.
Yeah,
and the members of the legislature simply cannot draw the district maps anymore to help keep certain political parties in power or draw the line so that certain minorities get disenfranchised and the importance of their vote is diminished.
Yeah, and so the Florida legislature drew these maps. And ultimately, there was a lawsuit filed by the League of Women Voters who challenged how the legislature actually drew our district maps. And the League of Women Voters alleged that they were still drawn in such a manner as to now violate this constitutional amendment. And in the lawsuit, the League of Women Voters, they actually wanted to take the depositions of the actual legislators and their staff members and ask them why they drew the voting districts the way they did.
All right. And, you know, of course, the members of the legislature fought back and they said, wait a minute. There's a long-standing history in this state and in this country that a legislator cannot be made to give testimony about why they voted a certain way on a particular issue. They argued that legislatures, I'm always going to say this word wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Legislators.
Should never have to think about eventually having to appear before a court in a deposition, having to defend their decisions as a lawmaker.
So what did our Florida Supreme Court say?
Yeah, it's a big opinion. And in a 5-2 opinion, the Florida Supreme Court ruled that in this case only, the legislators and their staff members, believe it or not, can be forced to testify as to why and how they arrived at drawing these boundaries. And specifically, the Florida Supreme Court ruled that the state has a compelling interest for ensuring these fair boundaries that overrides the interest in not having the legislators testify as to their conclusions And at least in my opinion, I got to tell you, this is an absolute bombshell of a legal opinion. You'd be hard-pressed to find this anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, well, you know, they did say it's only with respect to this issue.
Right, correct.
And this is an issue, you know, Eric, that, you know, where the beneficiaries of the law are ultimately
the people
who are drawing up the law.
They're making them,
You know, so this is a very unique situation. And Justice Kennedy, who was certainly upset by the majority opinion, held that in this case, for the first time in the recorded history of our republic, a court has ruled that the state legislators are required to submit to interrogation in a civil case concerning their legislative activities. I dissent from this unprecedented decision, a decision which effectively abrogates the well-established common law legislative privilege and grievously violates the constitutional separation of powers.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong dissenting opinion.
It's going to become more relevant because the state of Florida is about to surpass New York by 100,000 people
in
population to be the third largest, and that means new districts and
all kinds
of changes.
Well, over the past few years, at least on this show, we've discussed several articles that were written about the battle in Tallahassee that goes on year after year between the Florida Supreme Court and the Florida legislature. You know, the Florida legislature complains that the Florida Supreme Court strikes down too many laws that the legislature passes, and the Supreme Court complains that the Florida legislature is crushing the Florida court system by underfunding it. And of course, you know, some people, there's a school of thought out there that this is deliberately going on between
Good grief.
Two branches of government. And I'll say this particular court opinion, in my opinion, has really, really set the stage here for a battle between these two branches of government. And it's going to be interesting to see if the Florida legislature now comes up with a way to make judges testify about the decisions they make in the courtroom.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, it's that big of a decision.
Well, you know, Eric, I mean, I just want to, you know, add that the court specifically said it's only with
as
respect
to this, right.
This issue. I mean, so it can't be really used as precedent for anything else. And on top of that, I mean, I just, you know, growing up, I always thought it was funny that, you know, the executive branch usually appoints judges, you know, for the most part. Obviously, local judges are elected here. And, you know, you know, we have a electoral college that, you know, simply, you know, puts the elects the president, you know, by virtue of, you know, the popular vote and whatnot. But the legislators get to determine how they get elected on their own.
Yeah, it's true.
It was always it's always seemed a little weird to me. And you know, it's like it seems like, you know, we watch on the news, it's the only thing, you know, the two major political parties can ever agree on, because when they put together these new maps, it always benefits all of the people that are already there.
Right.
You know? So, you know, I don't know if this is the worst thing in the world, but you know, as you were saying, that this might be a big problem with respect to, you know, just the way our government functions down here. Just a few days after the court decision, the Florida Supreme Court asked the Florida legislature for 49 new judges statewide, including 22 here in South Florida. And now, you know, the legislature has to decide whether to fund these judges. And by the way, they have not approved any since 2007.
Yeah, and, you know, the court cited to an increase in pro se litigants, all these new red light camera cases, and the continued foreclosure crisis as to why more judges are going to be needed throughout the state. And the court actually says in some circuits, dockets are still so full that it takes several weeks to schedule a hearing. And this observation is of particular concern as it strikes at the essence of access to the courts, as well as the public trust and confidence in our courts. Now, despite that plea, you know, rest assured, I don't expect the Florida legislature to change the position that they have held since 2007, especially in light of this new Supreme Court opinion making legislators testify. You know, make no mistake about it, here in Florida, these two branches of government are absolutely banging heads, maybe like never before. But let's take our bottom of the hour break, taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Invera's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Invera Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at InveraSystems.com. That's EnveraSystems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
This is Rick, and I am 850 FTL.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties. properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ElconElectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Do you want hurricane protection for your glass windows and doors, but don't want to go through the cost and expense of shutters or storm-resistant glass? There is an alternative, and that alternative is film lamination for your windows and doors from Lumines. Lumines makes the most advanced and strongest film lamination system of its kind, offering 24-hour protection for your home or office. And here's the real big news. It's the first safety and security film to receive a Metro-Dade approval for hurricane protection. That's right. If your property is 30 feet or higher, their product is approved for hurricane protection by the Permitting, Environment, and Regulatory Affairs Department of Dade County. If you want to find out how to protect your condominium or commercial property with Lumines window film and forget about installing ugly shutters or expensive hurricane glass, give Lumines a call at 1-800-573-9979. That's 1-800-573-9979. And to learn more, visit the website at luminesfilms.com. That's L-U-M-E-N-E-S-S-E films.com.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Don't be shy. Give us a call. This is Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your calls about everything condo and HOA oriented. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Even emotional support animals. Oh, no.
Don't bring that up. Okay. All right. We warned everybody a few weeks back on the show, Karen, about the potential for really astronomical rises in flood insurance premiums because of what's called the Biggert Waters Act. And this was an act that really was primarily designed to save the National Flood Insurance Program. However, as a result of passage of that act, there was a possibility of incredible raises in your flood insurance premiums.
Yeah.
And if you remember, we had Greg Waltz from Mac and Waltz on the show a few weeks ago, and we even spoke about it on your morning show, Karen.
That's right.
And there was the potential for Congress to come in at the last minute before they went to the year-end recess and come in like a knight in shining armor and kind of repeal this legislation, you know, but we thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, I thought I thought that was going to happen too, Eric, and you know, it doesn't appear right now that that is going to happen because, you know, winter recess is upon us and with no plan in sight for repealing the law, and the consequences are already proving to be disastrous. Might be look like the time has passed, but, you know, rate increases go into effect the other day, and we're going to get some, you know, really bad situations as a result of this.
Yeah, this is something that can actually really kill a real estate recovery, and prices are actually supposed to get even worse in October. And you know, this was an attempt to fix the National Flood Insurance Program, but nearly 40% of all flood insurance policies in the entire country, they're right here in the state of Florida. And I read a story the other day about a couple who just retired to Florida, and they expected a $4,000 per year flood insurance bill for a home that they bought. And after closing, they actually went to closing. And believe it or not, after closing, they were told, you know what their flood insurance premium was going to be?
What?
Instead of $4,000 a year, how about $40,000 per year? And they simply can't afford it. And now, of course, they're trying to sell the home.
Well, who's
because
gonna buy it?
No one's going to buy it, because who's going to buy a home that has a $40,000 flood insurance premium each year?
So where are they going to buy it? The lowest point in Sweetwater?
Yeah. You know, what? Isn't it insane? You know, I think the whole flood insurance program is insanity. Everybody's paying ridiculous rates. And how many people, you know, actually suffer damage in their home as a result of a flood?
Right.
You know, when they had hurricanes up in the Northeast, yes, up there they had damage from the hurricanes as a result of flooding, because the hurricanes in the north are generally flooding events. That's not what we have here. Down here, the damage we suffer is as a result of windstorm events. Our roofs get blown off, but up north, they get their basements flooded.
I mean, even with Andrew, there wasn't a lot of flooding.
Right, exactly. But it's truly a disastrous consequences that could be coming here to South Florida. And, you know, if you remember, even Greg Walz said, make sure you don't let your flood insurance lapse, because if you do, you're going to be the one that gets hit the hardest.
Even by a day. So what should everyone be doing?
Well, how about getting on the phones? I'm not kidding. This is really serious. You should be calling Bill Nelson's office, Marco Rubio's office, and demanding that they do something to get us out of this mess. And, of course, calling your local member of the U.S. House of Representatives, demanding the very same thing. Spend some time, I'm telling everybody, read the articles on the Internet. This is very scary for this state. And, by the way, the law actually required FEMA to do, before they actually, this actually became law, it was required that FEMA do an affordability study first to see just how bad this would hurt people. They never did it.
Oh, my God.
Right. So, it's like we have to pass it to know what's in it. Well, that's exactly what happened here. So, Floridians, I'm telling you, this is something real serious. Get on the phone with your legislatures, because your flood insurance rates can and will skyrocket. I'll tell you a personal story that happened over the last few days. Everybody that has a mortgage, you get your year-end escrow analysis at the end of the year. So I opened the mail the other day, and there's my year-end escrow analysis, and I look down, and my mortgage company's telling me that your mortgage starting next year is going to be $400 a month more money.
What?
So I'm like, what in the world is this about? So, of course, start to do a little research, dig a little deeper. It turns out that, believe it or not, in 1 year, my homeowner's insurance premium on my house went up 40% by thousands and thousands of dollars. So I got on the phone, of course, called Greg Walz from Mac and Walz. They're sending an inspector to my home this week. And as long as I have certain mitigation credits like shutters, things of that nature, tie downs for your roof, we'll be able to go to a new company and go back down, you know, several thousands of dollars less. But that's what's going on with insurance in the state of Florida.
Out of control.
If you're not, it is absolutely out of control. It's making homes unaffordable
and
for people.
And we haven't had a storm in.
And there's been also. So
years?
You know, it's about time that, you know, some rebellion goes on here, because what's happening is simply unconscionable. How about we go to Bill in Boynton Beach? How are you, Bill?
I'm fine, Eric. Thank you for taking my call. And my question is, I live in a condo development where a couple has been forced out of their unit due to the sewer pipe failing under the cement floor. So every floor had to get chopped open. It's a catastrophic failure of the common element. Are they required to still have to pay maintenance dues while they're forced out of their apartment?
Absolutely. Regardless of whether or not you're forced out, there's always a continuing obligation to pay your assessments. Now, the question is, were they forced out as a result of the negligence of the association? If so, they may have a competing claim against the association for damages and for relocation expenses. So, you know, to me, you'd have to find out, and we've had this before. Typically, this happens, especially people that live in the bottom floor of a high-rise condominium unit, where all of a sudden they'll come to their home one day, and the toilets and the sinks have all flooded into their unit as a result of the failure of the building to maintain the pipe system and the stacks. So, and then you get an expert to say that the condo association wasn't maintaining those pipes correctly, then the condo association's on the hook for all the damages in the unit, the relocation expenses, etc. But that still doesn't relieve somebody of their obligation to pay the monthly maintenance.
Even though they're not using any of the facilities that the maintenance pays for.
Even though they're not. As a matter of fact, there's something right in the statute that says it's irrelevant whether or not you're using the facilities as to whether or not you have an obligation to pay your assessments. Couldn't even be clearer in the statutes.
The association is aware that the pipes are in bad shape, the stacks, and they know it's an ongoing problem. Does that mean that they are aware of the problem?
Exactly. Okay. In other words, if you have, let's say, board meeting minutes, going on for quite a period of time, showing that the board spoke about the fact that the pipes are failing, and they did not do anything to fix those pipes.
Right.
And then the unit owners
right.
suffered damage. Yes, the association is going to find themselves as a defendant in a lawsuit for negligence, and they're going to be responsible for all the damages that the unit owners suffer.
Thank you for all your help, Eric, and thank you for doing the show.
You got it. Thank you, Bill. Now, let's take our final break of the hour, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. I got a cold. What do you want?
I know.
877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website, orrplumbing.com, for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, affinitymanagementservices.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest steel coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
An association's landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that is 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we take some emails that some people don't like to pick up the phone and call in. Maybe they're a little radio shy.
Yeah.
So how about some emails, Karen?
A fan of the show writes in and asks, can board members open and count ballots in an election?
We are in the middle of election season, and the questions about elections are going to come in by the dozen. So again, let's start with that one. Can board members open and count ballots in an election? And in a condo, the answer is actually relatively clear. The Florida Administrative Code requires that the assistance at the annual meeting, you know, the actual helping of opening the ballots and things of that nature, cannot be done, again, can't be done by current board members, can't be done by officers, and can't be done by candidates for the board. You know, we go to God knows how many meetings this time of year and help run elections, and we always ask for volunteers. And again, you got to be careful. None of those volunteers, again, could be current board members, officers, or candidates for the board. What's the rule, though, in an HOA there, Scott?
Well, you know, the rule is that Eric's a little early in the year for me. Why don't you tell him?
Yeah, there is no law in an HOA. And
I knew that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, and again, that's why it's so ridiculous we feel that the HOA procedures are. Again, we say this at the seminar all the time. For everything that's wrong with the condo statute, the one thing that the condo statute, I believe, has right is the election procedures. You know, it's done really by the book. Very detailed statute where the board has to let the unit owners know 60 days in advance of the annual election. Then unit owners have a right to submit their name within 40 days. And then within 35 days, they can even send out a resume. They can ask the board to include a resume about themselves. And then 14 days before that, a ballot goes out in alphabetical order listing the names of the candidates, and it gets mailed to all the unit owners, and the unit owners have to send it in. After checking off the ballot, they put it inside an interior envelope, and that goes in a bigger, larger envelope, and that has to be signed, and the signatures are verified, and everything's verified on the night of the election. It's a great procedure. It certainly leaves a lot less room for fraud in an election, and basically none of those rules apply at all in an HOA. And what winds up happening in an HOA is proxy voting is even allowed. So that means you can get the right to cast your vote for your neighbor. So you'll find that the weeks leading up to an HOA election, everybody's banging on everybody's door saying, can I please have your proxy? Can I please have your proxy? And fights wind up starting, and people want to revoke their proxies. And it's an absolute mess most of the time. So again, our going forward this year, certainly with the help of CCFJ and Jan Bergman, we're trying to get the laws changed to have the HOA statute mirror the condo statute in terms of the election procedures. And if you want to go and actually see what we're fighting for, go to HOAreformBill.net. Again, HOAreformBill.net. reformbill.net.
Why are HOAs so behind the eight ball with everything?
I don't know.
No,
you know what?
DPPR. I mean,
good question, Karen. And as a matter of fact, if you may recall, last year we were fighting for HOAs to get regulated by the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. And I hate to use that word regulation. Really, it's consumer assistance. And the legislature thought last year, you know what? We don't even know how many HOAs there are. So let's get them to register. So believe it or not, we've had, I think, so far, and I'm sure Jan's listening, you can correct me if I'm wrong, we had now about 13,000 HOAs register by the deadline, which was back in November, which accounts to well over 2 million, it might even be 2.8 million people that are accounted for, 2.8 million homes, I should say,
that are accounted for in the
registration requirements. So again, 2.8 million homes are in an HOA, and the Florida legislature had no idea where they were, who they were, how many people lived in them. So again, probably a good idea. Let's find out who they are. And now this year going forward, we anticipate having the DBPR have the possibility to assist HOAs with complaints and things
sense.
Of that nature. You would think, right? We shouldn't have a situation in Florida where HOA members don't get any help at all, but condo members do, because the condo members pay the $4 per unit. So what
four
we'd like
bucks per unit.
$4 per unit per year. But what we'd like to see this year is actually if things go as planned, the DBPR would be able to assist HOAs as well. The fee for condo owners would go down from $4 to $2, and the fees for HOAs would be $2 as well. So for less than a penny per day, everybody would wind up getting assistance from the DBPR. So that can't possibly be a bad thing. I can tell you this, Scott, over the grand scheme of things, do lawsuits in an association wind up costing the unit owners more than a penny a day?
Yes, Eric, I believe they do.
and that might be the easiest question of the day. How about football predictions for today before we actually end the show?
It'll be cold.
It'll be cold.
It'll be cold. I'll take Cincinnati and I'll take the Packers.
Tonight may be actually the coldest football game in the history of football.
Mankind.
Perhaps. We're talking about Green Bay being perhaps minus 20 degrees, believe it or not.
Wow.
But we don't have that problem down here, although it may get into the 40s sometime tomorrow night. On that note, we look forward. I definitely want to get home and crawl back into bed. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to yet another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. If you have questions about anything that's going on in the world of HOAs, condominiums, or anything else you've heard on the show, give us a call at the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And do not forget to sign up for our January 25th course. Again, you got to get certified or you're off the board. One way to do it is at our educational course. Again, that's condocrazeandhoas.com. Everybody have a great week.